All righty, and here we are broadcasting from Zia Comics today. You are tuned in to another edition of Zia Comics Weekly. I'm Joey from Hot 103's Big Show, alongside my friend Troy from Zia Comics. What's going on? How's it going?
Ah, man, getting ready to... Got to get used to writing 2022 on everything now next week.
I'm already making that mistake getting to 2022. I don't even know why. The other day I put 2020 on something.
Oh, man.
I know. I was like, why would I remember that?
I'm trying to forget. Yeah, I blocked that out of my mind. That year doesn't exist.
What's going on, Troy? Troy, happy holidays.
Same to
how
you.
How was Christmas? How was everything?
Yeah, we were closed on Christmas, so it was relaxing. I got to just stay at home in my pajamas.
Nice.
And catch up on Netflix.
A lot to catch up on. Especially these last couple of days. A lot has been going on. We missed a week last week, but of course this week, a very special episode for you guys today of Zia Comics Weekly, as we are doing our recap of 2021. A lot happened in 2021, from movies to TV to the events that took place to just everything, you name it. We are here to recap it for you for 2021. Before we get to that though, Zia Comics, what do you guys got coming up? Of course, tomorrow are you got New Year's Day. Are you guys open New Year's Day?
Yeah, we're only closed on Thanksgiving and Christmas Day. Yeah. So we'll be open tomorrow.
Perfect. Hours. So that's right. So make sure you go and visit them and make it your New Year's resolution to pick up some more comics and pick up some more stuff that they have. You always got a bunch of amazing things inside the store. Talk about some of the newest additions that you have inside the store that we have going into 2022.
We've been picking up a lot more manga, manga.
Is it manga or manga?
You know, I'm it depends not on who you ask, okay. I guess. But yeah, the anime books, anime.
Yeah.
There you go again, anime or anime. Yeah, we're going to cause some arguments.
Yeah, let's please those complaints. You'll send those to Martine, our tech guy behind the scenes. But yeah, so that's been the big. That's just been huge.
It's
in 2021.
Blown up. Yeah. Out of nowhere. Well, I shouldn't say out of nowhere. It's been building for a while, but it just, this year it's been crazy how popular it's gotten.
Perfect. So yeah. So you guys, for all your manga or manga needs, come and visit them today. And that's awesome, man. And I'm glad to hear. And I tell you, every time we come into the store to get ready for, you know, Zia Comics Weekly, it's just, it's amazing. It's just great. You could be in here for hours just to some of the stuff that you find.
Yeah, I mean, we try to cover every genre. I'm sure we're missing something, but for the most part, I think we got most of the pop culture nerdy stuff covered.
And this is where we feel right at home. This is definitely the perfect place for you to get all your nerd needs on. They got you right here at Zia Comics. So come and check them out today. Well, without further ado, let's get to our 2021 recap. A lot took place. What do we want to start with, Troy, today? Do we want to start with TV or do we want to start with movies? I'll let you choose. Where do we want to go? This is one of those books, the Choose Your Own Adventure book. Where are we starting?
Turn to page 12, yeah. You know, let's just start with movies.
We'll go with movies?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm looking at our list, and there was so much, and even thinking about leading up to today, just some of the stuff that we were going to discuss. Let's go ahead and talk about Snyder Cut. We'll start with that. Thoughts about Snyder Cut? I watched it. It definitely was a different movie from the first one. What were your overall thoughts about Snyder Cut?
I actually enjoyed it more. And, I typically like Joss Whedon stuff. Mm-hmm. But the Snyder Cut on Justice League was just, I think it was head and shoulders above the original with Whedon.
Yeah. When it comes to the franchise, you know, we got the Snyder Cut. The thing that I think left a lot of people was we wanted that type. A franchise. I think a lot of us wanted that type of franchise, and I don't know if we're going to get, you know, another movie, if we're going to get something, you know, from the Snyderverse. I just don't know what we're going to see.
Well, if Dwayne Johnson gets his way, which he usually does, because he said he wants Black Adam to fight the Justice League. And like, oh, yeah, we can make that happen. He's like, no, that Justice League. I want to fight those guys.
And I think he could pull it off, because the trailers and the teasers that we've seen for Black Adam, as we get ready for it, it looks amazing. And I think that's going to be the step that DC needs to take for us to get the Snyder Cut and to get that type of franchise that we want when it comes to DC movies. And if anyone's going to do it, it's going to be Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, he has a little bit of pull.
So. he kind of does. Actually, I was reading something before I got here today. The Rock and Vin Diesel. Did you see that by any chance?
Oh, yeah, with the Fast and Furious.
Yeah, game. Apparently says that it's very manipulative. What are your thoughts on it? Because it seems, when we talked about it a couple weeks ago, This seemed like a plea to say, hey, let's finish this franchise the right way. But now The Rock is coming out and saying that this is very manipulative, allegedly. This is, I guess, an interview that he did. What are your thoughts as far as when it comes to the breakdown for Fast and Furious going into the future?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what happened, but I, you know, some of the stuff I've read from Vin Diesel kind of sounded a little condescending, you know, because said he was trying to make the stuff he did was trying to make Dwayne a better actor. I'm like, dude, his box office pull is a lot more than yours. You should be taking the lessons from him. But yeah, there's some animosity there. And, you know, Vin Diesel tried to use the sympathy card. He talking about his kids, calling him Uncle Dwayne,
yeah,
all this stuff. And Rock was just like not having it. He's like, yep, nope.
Yeah, and even bringing Paul Walker into the mix and they're using the Paul Walker, you know, this is what Paul would have won. And it's just, I don't know. I think that's after a while a little below the belt. Probably shouldn't have brought Paul Walker into all this.
Yeah, I mean, but what's Vin Diesel have without Fast and Furious right now?
I am Groot.
I mean, The Rock, that dude's making like 12 movies a year.
Yeah.
He just can't stop.
Now, I really think I'm just off the top of my head. I think next year we are probably going to get maybe a Rock movie every other month or maybe every I really think so, because he does have a cartoon DC where the dogs are superheroes.
Super pets
is going to be coming out. Then of course he does have the Black Adam movie. I mean, you name it, man, this guy is just all over. And he's got his TV show. He'll probably wrestle. It's hard to keep up with that guy.
Yeah, I mean, he's all over. He is media right now.
Yeah.
You name it, he's all over that media. And people love him. I mean, I haven't gotten tired of him yet.
Yeah.
So I, as long as people keep paying him, he's going to keep doing it.
Well, we're looking to you, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I'm trying to do a people's elbow right now, a people's eyebrow, that we need you to make sure that you take care of the DC universe, all right? I look more constipated trying to do. I'm like, yeah, it doesn't work out. I was excited to talk to you about this one. No Way Home. Did you see it?
Oh, yes, I did.
Okay, we're not going to give any spoilers because.
So good.
No spoilers. I did want to mention, have you seen what they've done to Kim Kardashian? She apparently.
Oh, she dropped some spoilers.
She dropped spoilers. Everybody that is a Marvel head has been going at her for doing the one thing everybody has said, do not do.
Of all the reasons to go after her, though, I mean, come on. It took that.
I mean, she's obviously is a fan, just like the rest of us, but you don't give spoilers, even though the movie's now been out, what, 2 weeks now?
Yeah, about that.
We're still not going to give any spoilers, not just yet. Even at work, no one's talking about the movie because you just don't want to get that innocent bystander that's going to walk by and then you ruin it for them.
No matter which Spider-Man you like, there's something for you in that movie.
Yeah.
It's very fan service, meta. A lot of pay attention to everything because there's a lot of little Easter eggs planted in there.
And you definitely leave. I'll just say this is one of those movies you leave and you go back to do your research. I've even been looking at comic books. Like,
yeah,
I mean, you just try to understand this character. And I mean, just such a well-developed character. Of course, Stan Lee just did an amazing job when it comes to Spider-Man and just the whole Spider-Verse and from the cartoons to the, I mean, I remember watching Spider-Man when it was on Fox Saturdays. I mean, do you remember
Spider-Man?
I mean, that was just amazing. So well done on No Way Home. And like I said, no spoilers. So even though TikTok has probably ruined it for you or Kim Kardashian. I can't believe that though. Kim Kardashian getting caught up in the web.
Yeah.
It was not a good look for her. Some other movies to recap in 2021. Let's go through real quick. King Richard. Did you get a chance to watch King Richard?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. King Richard with Will Smith.
Yes.
I think he won some award for that because he did a great job portraying
Richard. Really good. I got to say, just he's definitely has grown so much as an actor. I mean, a lot of us remember him from The Fresh Prince to The Men in Blacks to even The Wild Wild West. Yes, we all went and saw that movie, even though we wish we didn't. But just definitely the growth as an actor when it comes to Will Smith.
So. Yeah, I mean, you remember him for his comedies, but a lot of the serious drama stuff he's done a great job with it.
It's just I was actually pleasantly surprised. I mean, because I think a lot of us watched this, we're thinking it's going to be the story of Venus and Serena, but there was a story there with their father.
Yeah, it was more based on him. Bringing them up to superstardom And you learn a lot about him, what motivated him and everything. I mean, he didn't always do the right thing or the smartest thing, but he got them to where he wanted them.
You know, if I had a top five of movies for 2021, I would probably put one of these. This would probably be my top five. I think King Richard would be up there top five.
Yeah, I definitely my top 10.
Top 10.
But I don't know, but top five, there's so... I'm a sucker for comic book movies, so my top five is probably going to all be comic book related.
Well, of course. I mean, that's why we're here every week, to talk about comic book movies and comics and all things that are just pop culture. You know what? Let's break this down. If I had to tell you top three, if I had to give you... We'll just go with three. What were your top three for 2021? Because there was a lot. We'll just do movies. We'll start with movies. What was your top three for
streaming
movies?
Streaming or... theater or both?
Let's do both. We'll do a combination of streaming and because there were some movies that were streaming, there were some movies that were streaming in theaters, but top three movies overall for you in 2021, what would you say?
I'm gonna have to go Free Guy is gonna be up there.
Oh, yes.
Shang-Chi. And then third, probably I'm big into Ghostbusters too, so probably Ghostbusters after.
I haven't seen the new Ghostbusters yet.
Oh, it's...
Is it worth it?
It's another one, kind of like No Way Home, a lot of fan service, you know, referencing the older stuff.
Okay.
I like it. If you like Ghostbusters, you'll like it.
All righty. So that's a pretty good top three. All right. We'll go with that. Top three for me. The Suicide Squad is definitely up there.
Good choice.
I think that was a really good movie. Definitely leaves a lot for moving forward for the franchise. I would say Mortal Kombat was pretty good.
Yeah, that was earlier in 2021 also.
It really gave us what we wanted as a Mortal Kombat movie. I mean, we got the fatalities, we got the Sub-Zero, we got the Scorpion, we got it all when it came to this movie. And it did leave it open for, of course, a part two. And we'll see if that ever happens, if we get a part two. And I think rounding up, I think Shang-Chi was definitely top three for me. It was a surprise to me. It was a surprise Marvel movie for me because I wasn't one of those movies I was anticipating to go to. And then I went and then I was like, saw it streaming and I was like, it's amazing. It was everything that you want in a Marvel movie.
Yeah, I kind of questioned it when I saw Awkwafina was going to be starring in it. I'm like, yeah. I'm not sure. She's good in comedy. But.
I would say No Way Home. But I don't want to be the character of the time. I mean, because it just came out. So, No Way Home would be top five for me.
Yeah. But No Way Home was just stacked with stars. I mean, Willem Dafoe killed it as Goblin. Yeah. Alfred Molina as Doc Ock. And all three Spider-Mans.
Yeah.
I don't think that's I don't think that's not known now that they're all three in there.
Yeah, I think for the most part, but as far as
I don't think I spoiled anything.
Yeah, there. I think as far as for storyline though, you guys definitely need to watch it. Let's see, recapping some other movies. What would you say was the biggest dud of 2021? What would you say was the movie that came out, had a lot of hype, and a lot of people just were not happy with it?
Probably either Space Jam or Eternals. Both of those were really, really heavily hyped. And when they came out, they got so much bad press. I haven't seen Eternals yet, but I've heard mixed reviews. Mm-hmm. I did watch Space Jam, the new one with LeBron. I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
But then again, the first one, I think people maybe have selective memory. It wasn't the greatest movie when it came out either. Just people were
but it
so,
was Michael Jordan.
Also, were so on Michael Jordan.
Yeah. I mean, Space Jam did have a lot of hype. I also think because of theatrical releases and because of the way that it was, I don't think Space Jam really got the rollout that it should have earned. I mean, just the theatrical. I mean, a lot of us got to watch it on HBO Max. Mm-hmm. So, maybe that had an impact as far as people not really feeling Space Jam the same way that we did the original Space Jam back in the 90s. So I actually saw Space Jam day before yesterday again for some reason. I don't know. It just was on and I saw it was on HBO Max. I was like, let's give it another try. And it was on and I'm like, okay, wasn't bad. It just,
I mean, watch the old one and then watch the new one. Neither one of them are spectacular, but.
You know what saves this Space Jam though? If they would have had Danny DeVito in it.
Or Bill Murray.
Oh, Bill Murray.
Bring it back.
Why didn't they have him come and save the day?
A cameo.
Come on. For the Space Jam 3, we're going to need a cameo from those two. Because they're bound to make another Space Jam. I just don't know who they get.
whoever the next big star is after LeBron.
We'll see. Maybe Trae Young. I don't know. I'll keep my fingers crossed for Trae Young. One movie. I'm looking at the list right now. I can't believe we didn't. Godzilla versus King Kong.
That seems like it was so long ago, right?
Wasn't that 2020 or that was 2021? I think it was 2021.
I think it was 2021. It was one of the first streaming ones on HBO Max.
Yes, that's right.
And that's why I picked up HBO Max.
It was good. I was really surprised with the storyline for that one. I was kind of fascinated by that one.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody. Well, that's another one that caught a lot of flack with, you know, the Mechazilla. And they're, oh, well, Godzilla can't beat him, but he can beat King Kong. Now, King Kong, I was like, you know, that's how fights work, man.
Yeah. You know what? There's a whole storyline to this, and you got to really – that's why after you watch these movies, go do your research, because there's just so many other layers to, you know, Godzilla versus King Kong and how they all came together. It's definitely, you do your Googles afterwards. I don't know about you, but I do this, especially when it comes to these movies that have the franchises. Like I plan on doing that whenever I watch Ghostbusters. You go back and you look for those Easter eggs, and then you go back and, okay, yeah, well, did this person come out in the movie? I like to Google.
Yeah, IMDb trivia.
Oh, yeah.
Just Google Easter eggs. There's a bunch of sites that list those.
I tell you, Troy, you and I would do really good in trivia night somewhere. If there's ever a trivia night, I think you and I would probably do very well. But it's got to be movies, TVs, and comics.
It's got to be in our wheelhouse.
Yes.
But just ask us questions we know.
I know. But you ask me anything else, we're probably not going to answer them. And then, you know, for those a fan of horror movies, I was going to say scary movies, Halloween Kills. And then also Candyman came out in 2021. Yeah. Did you watch Candyman?
I have not. I heard good things.
I told everybody that I will not watch that movie, even though I liked Us. And what was the other movie that Jordan Peele made? Oh, my gosh.
I know what you're talking about. I don't. Yeah.
If you're in the comments right now, remind me. Help us out. Us was one of them. And
that other one.
Yeah. I obviously,
but yeah, but he does a really good job, Jordan Peele, especially considering he comes from comedy. It's get comedy,
right? I don't get out. I just remembered it. Get out.
Yeah. Okay. So don't worry typing. We figured it out.
I don't know why I just thought of it. I saw you right now. I'm like, wait, what's going on? Oh, it's...
You looked at me and you thought of get out.
So Candyman, and I said this on the big show a couple of months ago whenever it was coming out, and I said, I can't go watch that movie. The original traumatized me so bad as a kid. I won't even take the chance to watch this.
Did you have friends that used to do that in the mirror? They would look in the mirror and do the Candyman three times?
Yeah.
They tried that on me, I'd run out of the bathroom.
I couldn't do it.
Don't do it.
I won't tempt it. And it's just, I don't know why. It's one of those childhood that I was like, we probably shouldn't play with that. Maybe because there was a lot of mirrors in the house growing up. Yeah. I don't know, but yes.
But I will say Beetlejuice three times. That doesn't bother me.
Yeah, that one. I'm okay with that one. I'm okay with that one. That one's good. Let's go to TV for 2021. A lot of great TV series. We definitely were glued to our couches in 2021. Oh. Like we did for movies, I'll go ahead and ask you top three for TV. What were your top three for TV?
Series. Oh, wow.
And there were a lot. Keep in mind, there were a lot of TV series out there.
Yeah. The Hawkeye one just finished.
Yes.
I loved Hawkeye. I loved the What If, the Marvel What If. And only the first episode's dropped so far, but I'm really, really digging it, is the Book of Boba Fett.
Oh, I still got to watch it. Oh.
I'll just tell you, if you're into Star Wars at all, you're going to like them. It's another thing where the movies and TV shows now, they love to reference their past.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a lot of that in there. If you pay a lot of attention, you'll see things in the background that
okay.
Go, oh.
That's when you know you got yourself a good show, is when you're doing...
You look like that Leonardo DiCaprio meme.
Yes. Oh. Speaking of Leonardo DiCaprio, here in a bit, we are going to talk a little bit about his latest movie for Netflix. We'll get to that here shortly. Yes. Okay, so we're saying Hawkeye. What else did you have?
What if?
And we need one more.
Book of Boba Fett is only the one episode. So let's go with Squid Game.
Game. Everybody loves Squid Game. That was a great show. Even through it all, I mean, the ending had a lot of people angry. Y'all even saw LeBron James get mad at the ending. I mean, it was one of those top shows of 2021. I mean, I would even say that it was one of the popular costumes for Halloween.
Yeah.
It,
so much so that Mr. Beast even did a Squid Game video.
Yeah.
And I actually watched it. It was actually pretty good. But yeah, it's just such a great concept that, you know, it makes me wonder, is this a series or is this a documentary? And we're just now finding out about it.
I know, we're just like, wait a minute, what is this all about?
Let's get a bunch of poor people and make them do stupid things.
Let me tell you, well, if there's that much money in that piggy bank, I think a lot of us would definitely be trying to compete to earn that money. For me, when it comes to top TV, WandaVision was definitely one. I got to give props to Loki Loki, I did not expect to like it. I went in, I was like, how are they going to make a series out of, you know, one villain? How do they, like, what are they going to do with this? And at the very end, it just really opened my mind up into what to expect going further for the franchise. I didn't realize the impact that Loki was going to have.
Yeah.
Going into this next phase of Marvel movies.
So where they introduced the next big bad.
Yeah.
With Kang.
I'm excited for Kang. That definitely is going to be something that we can look forward to. I mean, there's just so many outlets for Marvel fans out there. Loki is definitely a series you got to watch.
And Owen Wilson didn't say wow once during the whole series.
I was waiting for that, waiting for just wow.
Wow.
Even through all the stuff that he had been through, he didn't say wow once. And then
your third one?
I'm torn. Okay. I mean, Squid Games is a good one.
Yeah.
Yellowstone was really good.
Oh.
But, oh, man, that's a tough one.
Yeah, there's a...
Because Falcon and the Winter Soldier was good. I don't know. Let's see. We'll go with Squid Games. I'll go with Squid Games.
Solid choice.
Just because it was definitely... I would say of all the shows that everybody will talk about in 2021... That's going to be the show that I think everybody talks about will be Squid Games.
Yeah. You mentioned WandaVision. Did you see the new Doc Strange trailer?
I remember to stay at the end because you told me.
Two after credits.
Yes. And the trailer that you see in the movie is now out for you guys to check out. You guys can go look it up. Break that down for me because I got to say the movie theater, they did me wrong. They turned on the lights during that. Because I guess they thought the movie was over. So I couldn't really see.
Right.
So I was kind of trying to break everything down. So then when I saw it on Facebook, I'm like, okay, so break it down for me. What do you think we're going to expect in the next Doctor Strange movie?
Well, Marvel's really good at tying all their stuff together. You know, you saw in the trailer, he walks up to Wanda.
Mm-hmm.
And they even mention the city that she was in, I can't remember. WandaVision.
Yeah.
Westview, I think.
Yeah.
You know, so she turns, says, oh, you know, I've been expecting you because, and he's like, oh, this has nothing to do with Westview.
Nah.
I kind of screwed some stuff up. I need some help. Which if you watch Spider-Man No Way Home, you're going to find out what it was that he screwed up.
Yeah.
And in that trailer, you know, Wong's telling him, you know, the biggest thing we have to fear is you. And then you see, you know how the old Star Trek thing, all the evil people will be the ones with goatees. Well, Doc Strange already has a goatee. So his evil version just has a longer
goatee. See, I had to go back and look at that. I was like, okay, is he looking in a mirror? But then I realized it was the longer goatee. Yeah, it's evil Doc Strange. So
yeah. I mean, if one Doc Strange isn't bad enough, we're going to have two.
We'll have to wait and see. One things I did see as far as when it comes to rumors, and thanks to good old social media, because they love to... to keep us informed, a lot of recuts after the success of Spider-Man, there was a lot of recuts apparently done for Doctor Strange. And they're saying that we could be getting a lot of cameos going into the new Doctor Strange movie. One of those cameos, and it's a rumor, by the way, and I don't know. Let me tell you, sometimes y'all be throwing out some wild theories, but they're saying Deadpool could he could show up in WandaVision.
His first MCU.
That's what they're saying.
Official MCU appearance.
And they're saying that this could be what leads into us learning more about the mutants when it comes to the X-Men and everything else.
Well, they got the rights back for that. They can say the word mutants.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because they just called Wanda and Pietro, Quicksilver, they called them the twins at the end of that movie. Because they hadn't got the rights back yet to use the word mutants. Legal stuff.
It's crazy for one word for mutants, and that just changes everything. So, I mean, are we going to see Deadpool? Are we going to get this introduction? Keep in mind, we still haven't heard anything about a Fantastic Four We haven't heard anything about, you know, any other movies leading forward. So are we going to start seeing this extension of Marvel when it comes to mutants and Deadpool and X-Men and, you know, just there's so much to look forward to.
The more
to.
Mystical side of Marvel?
I don't know.
I'm down for it.
I love it.
Is Deadpool going to save the multiverse then?
Oh my God.
There's a new title for you.
See, look, you can cash app us later for all these ideas that we're throwing out at you. Breaking down some other television shows for 2021. And, you know, you mentioned Book of Boba Fett.
Oh.
First episode is out. Initial reaction. You seem to love it.
Yeah. I think they've been batting 1,000 with the new Star Wars stuff. Favreau and the other guy, Dave. Anyway, the guy who did Clone Wars and Rebels mm-hmm. and stuff. His name will come to me later.
You'll have one of those moments like yeah. I did earlier. Was like, get out!
They phoned.
See, it happens.
So yeah, those guys have. I think they just handed the keys of Star Wars over to Favreau.
Yeah,
like, here you go. And he's been killing it.
I mean, I don't know how this guy comes up with so much. I mean, just he's definitely kept for all us fans out there. It's definitely we're in good hands, it seems, because just everything that's, you know, from the Marvels to the, you know, Star, everything that he does with Disney.
Yeah, because he's still he was in Spider-Man. He was happy Hogan. Yeah. The Star Wars stuff has just been so good. And this follows right on the heels of that. And, you know, with Tamora Morrison and you're going to make me remember her name again. Ming-Na Wen.
Oh, okay.
Who plays Fennec Shand.
Yeah.
Those two play so well off each other that it's crazy. You saw it a little bit in The Mandalorian, but you see it a lot in Boba Fett.
So I guess they're going to do just like The Mandalorian, because I haven't seen it yet. And so I guess they're going to go episode week by week. We're going to do that whole thing again.
Okay. Yeah, Disney doesn't do the Netflix thing. They want to keep you around, so they release it one at a time, so you have to keep your subscription.
Yeah. they know how to get at us. Yeah. But yes, Book of Boba Fett is out now. Episodes come out every Wednesday. Okay, so make sure you guys catch the latest episode of Boba Fett. I did this with The Mandalorian. I waited a couple weeks just so that way I can I waited 3 weeks, and then that way I can kind of get a good pace,
pseudo binge.
Yeah, I kind of just to try to get to where I'm like, okay, cool. Because I tell you, when we in 2021 with the Marvels, especially with WandaVision, it was 30-minute episodes, so you're just excited to watch it on Friday, and then 30 minutes you're like, that's it. Oh, yeah. So it does get a little frustrating. Just give us all the episodes and we'll be good. I'm looking at our list that we have as far as for 2021 TV shows. And one show that I don't see on our list, and I know people are going to probably think, you know, nerd alert, but hi, this is what we're here for. Mighty Ducks had a TV show on Disney.
I missed that.
Mighty Ducks Game Changer. And we saw Emilio Estevez make an appearance in that show.
He's still alive.
Yeah. Either that or they did a really good job with the CGI in the show.
Yeah. No, I missed that one. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so that one's on there for you guys to check out. If you're a fan of the Mighty Ducks franchise from way back in the day, you'll get a blast from the past. And it's just crazy to see a lot of the shows that we grew up watching. And now they're TV shows, and now they're just...
They're pulling that nostalgia string.
That's how I feel with the Animaniacs. I mean, the Animaniacs are out, and you're just like, I'm watching this with my son, and I'm like, oh my God. I was like, I was watching this as a kid, and now I'm trying to show you the anime. Peaky and the Brain, man. Like, it's just... that's another
Snarf.
Show.
Yeah. I watched a few of the newer episodes, and it looks like they're picking up right where they left off. They didn't lose any quality.
Yeah. Animaniacs is definitely one to be on. They're in season 2 now, and you can stream that on Hulu. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and move on to our next topic when it comes to 2021. And one thing that was very big in 2021 was in-person events. A lot of us were able to go back to events. There was a lot of events that happened around here. But first, we'll start off with New York Comic Con. Breakdown of New York Comic Con. That definitely was something that was
New York Comic Con still, you know, New York City or state. I think it's a city. Either way, they have that vaccination requirement. Mm-hmm. So you either had to show your vaccination card, or they had an app you could send all your information in and get approved ahead of time. And they were enforcing it pretty strictly. In fact, they kicked a couple of vendors out who refused to wear their masks.
Wow. Wow.
And you get, you know, they pay big money to set up in there. But you got to follow the rules, and these guys didn't. So they booted them out.
Break this down for me as one that has yet to experience a Comic-Con. I mean, with all that is, you know, changed, you know, from the pandemic, what is, I guess, the experience like for someone to go to a Comic-Con? What is, break it down for those, for just like me that haven't been to a Comic-Con yet. Trust me, I have every plans to go to San Diego Comic-Con one day. That is actually a bucket listing for me to go to San Diego Comic-Con.
We can make that happen.
Oh, I've missed it by a week, believe it or not. I've been there the week after, and I'm like, oh.
You can get them through the station. Media passes.
Ernesto will take them before I take them. Sorry, Ernesto, I'm not putting you on blast or anything. But what was it like, I guess, now Comic-Con, you know, just any event when it comes to this now into 2021?
You're surrounded by like-minded people, mm-hmm. nerds. Most of the vendors there, if they're there to make money, they're going to be selling you nerdy merchandise. So you got all that. And then they'll bring in celebrities and stuff from your favorite shows. So you can go and you can see these people from like the movies we just talked about and go and get their autograph or get a picture taken with them, things like that. The cosplay is a big thing. Some of these guys that do the cosplay are just amazing at making these costumes. It's mostly just the atmosphere like that you can't get at any other time of the year because you got thousands and thousands of nerds all grouped together.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, it just builds that nerdy atmosphere. And it's hard to describe. You really have to go to one.
And it's something that, you know, you've seen it. And for those that have experienced it through television like I have, and maybe you've seen episodes of Big Bang Theory to see just how, I mean, it just seems like something that definitely is an experience for one to go. And not just to go, just to say you were there, but to really get involved, to go and check out, you know, to just, heck, even, you know, do cosplay, whatever the case may be, you really want to get involved because it just seems like a lot of fun.
It is. Before you go to one of the big ones like New York or San Diego, go to one of the smaller ones because mm-hmm. those big ones are going to be sensory overload.
Well, Albuquerque had one this year. Mm-hmm. Did you
June or July, yeah.
Yes. So talk a little bit about just as far as the Albuquerque one and, you know, just.
Well, there's two in Albuquerque. You got Albuquerque Comic-Con and New Mexico Comic Expo. Yeah. Albuquerque Comic-Con is actually coming up again in January.
Okay.
So you might be able to jump into that one. It's up in the Albuquerque Convention Center. It's, you know, it's by no means New York Comic-Con size, but it's pretty big. It's, you got all the people walking around, you got all the cool stuff. You name it, they're probably going to have it there for you to buy. But most of the time it's, you know, you're just walking around interacting with the other people, artists. I love going down to Artist Alley. They mm-hmm. bring in a lot of, the bigger name comic book artist people. And my big thing is I like to get original artwork and have it signed, and then that's all hanging in my house. So I love going down Artist Alley and just talking to them. You get to see these people who drew the comic books that you read, you know, growing up. And they're just, that for me is more than the movie celebrities. I really love Artist Alley.
Because it just has such an impact, especially growing up. And you think about the work that was put into, I mean, you mentioned artists. I mean, there's just so many different layers to it. And you know, I'm one to, you know, freak out about like, oh my God, this is a person that was in this movie to this movie who did this, who was then a part of this that wasn't necessarily doing the acting, but they were behind the scenes. Someone that was, you know, whether they were, you know, directors or like you mentioned, you know, artists. I mean, it's just so much to enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah. And my wife hates it because for my job, I know what a lot of these artists look like.
Yeah.
And they can walk out into the crowd and most people aren't going to recognize them. So they don't get, you know, slammed by the crowd. Like at San Diego, I walked right up to Scott Snyder. He was outside one of the hotels. He was just standing there with his backpack on waiting for a ride. And I just walked up. I was like, hey, can I get a picture with you? And he's like, why do you want a picture with me? I said, because you're Scott frickin' Snyder. That's why. He's like, yeah, sure. Come here.
He's like, wait, you knew who I was? Yeah. Like, yeah.
A lot of them are surprised when you recognize them because they're, you know, all you know from them is their artwork.
Oh man. And of course, 2022, I'm sure there's a lot to look forward to. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we did mention El Paso Comic-Con going to be coming soon. And one of the names just off the top of my head, of course, Mankind. I've mentioned how I'm a big wrestling fan. That's kind of cool too, because I've noticed a lot of wrestlers who have now gotten involved into whether it's anime, whether it's, you know, being a part of some of these Adult Swim cartoons or even putting together their own comics. You're just seeing, I mean, it's a whole freaking just world out there and everybody just wants to be a part of it.
Yeah, it's not a big leap from wrestling to TV and movies anymore either. A lot of these popular guys, like The Rock, was a wrestler. Batista was a wrestler. Mick Foley, I mean, Stone Cold, all those guys, that's a small leap for them to jump over into movies or TV. And they do really good at it because wrestling is really a big production anyway. Yeah.
And just to see them, especially, I think a lot of it is just life after the professional sport is what are they going to do next? And I think then they find their calling to, you know, wanting to be a part of putting together their own comic or writing a special issue of a comic. I mean, we've seen that a lot over the last couple of years of even some of these celebrities that you find out later that, wow, you're into comics too. And then they write their own limited edition comic for Marvel or DC or whatever the case may be. And it's just so cool because I think a lot of us are just more vocal now to how much we enjoy, you know, just this lifestyle.
It's not ostracized anymore.
No.
It's okay to be a nerd.
It really is.
It's a good time to be a nerd. Yeah.
So a lot of in-person events are going to be coming up in 2022. Looking, of course, El Paso Zoo, Wicked in New York City.
Oh, yeah. When we went to New York Comic Con, if you're ever in New York, we always try to see a play while we're there. Mm-hmm. And we went to go see Wicked. And I'd be surprised if they don't turn that into a movie soon.
Yeah.
Along the lines of Maleficent, you know, it tells the story from the bad guy's point of view. Then you see, well, they're really not so bad. Yeah. It was just circumstances. So, it follows right along that Maleficent line. So I expect that to be a movie soon.
You know, you mentioned a Broadway, and of course, I got to mention, you know, our friend Martine, who's handling the cameras and big fan of Lin-Manuel Miranda and Hamilton. And just you saw how that took off from, know, this being on Broadway to, you know, then they had it on Disney Plus. And just so there definitely is a lot that comes from Broadway. And like you're saying with Wicked, I mean, we could be seeing that.
I'm a sucker for Broadway plays anyway. So
That's another one. I'd throw that up there with experiences. I would like to go to a Broadway play just to see. I mean, it'd be kind of cool.
It's totally different. Yeah. You need to do it.
All right. So 2021, although there was a lot of positives, a lot of great things, there was some unfortunate situations. Mm. A lot of some of our favorite celebrities passed away in 2021. Most recently, John Madden, who just a few days ago passed away at the age of 80. I want to say 81.
He was up there. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just,
but you can't say his name without hearing his voice as you say it.
You know, John Madden, I mean, a lot of us, and it's interesting because a lot of the younger kids will be like, oh, you know, Madden video games, you know, I mean, I was talking to my mother-in-law and she was talking about, I remember Madden when he was the coach of the Raiders.
People forget that.
I mean, I'm telling her, I was like, I remember John Madden showed up in a movie called Little Giants. I was like, I mean, there was just so much to this guy, but one thing that we'll remember from it is, like you said, his voice.
The color commentary. Voice. All right, boom, it hits her. Yeah.
I, yesterday, watching some old videos, and once again, thank you to social media for just reminding you. I don't know if you remember when John Madden, he was roasting Troy Aikman on not growing facial hair. Literally, he's drawing.
That's 4 days of growth right there.
He's 4 days of growth. And see, if you look right here and they're drawing on Troy Aikman's face, he's like, you can't even see. He can shave. Boom. Bow. It's all gone. So there was just so many other celebrity deaths in 2021. I don't know. Run down the list as far as it's just such an unfortunate thing because so many contributors, not only to sports, but to, you know, movies,
music,
everything that was 2021.
Yeah, well, you know, we saw ZZ Top a couple years back up in Ruidoso, and the Mountain Gods. Dusty Hill passed this year, and I don't know if they're going to tour without him or not. But those guys are just—they sound exactly the same live as they do on their CDs.
Yeah.
So he's going to be missed big time.
Looking, we got Norm Macdonald. Those may remember him from Saturday Night Live.
Turd Ferguson.
I remember from a movie called Dirty Work.
Yeah.
Yes, with Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was also the creepiest KFC Colonel ever.
Right.
Yeah, that was a horrible choice.
But what's crazy is that when he was the Colonel, it was like, I kind of want him just to stay the Colonel after a while. It's like, let's just keep him as the Colonel. But
him and that Burger King, Yeah. Those things give me nightmares. Those two guys. That's crazy. Those guys are freaking me out.
On the music side of things, of course, the passing of Biz Markie and DMX. You got what I need. I got a chance to actually see Biz Markie years ago.
Oh, wow.
I got to see him DJ. And man, what an experience to see someone like that. Such a legendary, like a figure when you see them and you just realize. And it wasn't just music for him. I mean, he was, you know, he was into cartoons as well. I mean, he was even the voice of some cartoons for, I believe, Nick Jr. So
I was not aware of that.
Yeah, he was definitely, it just didn't stay with the, I know a lot of people just did the, oh, he had the one song, you know, you got what I need. I mean, yeah. He had so many other records. I mean, he was a legendary DJ, just a legendary figure when it came to music. And then we had DMX who passed away. That doesn't even seem like this was in 2021.
Yeah, it's like, is it? You know, stuff that happened a couple months ago seems like years. It's crazy.
Yeah. And then Larry King, that one was, I can't believe that one.
I didn't think he was ever going to die. Yeah. I thought he was a vampire.
Did you ever watch Conan
O'Brien?
O'Brien.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that they always had this running joke that Larry King was sleeping in the rafters of the show and that, you know, whenever Conan would be doing his monologue and Larry King would be up there yelling from, you know, the top of the rafters down to him. And it's just his comedic timing, but just his presence on TV was
He was on TV forever.
He definitely was. And then also one name on here that we got to mention for all those, Vicente Fernandez, of course, passing away this year as well. That one was a big hit for, I think, a lot of us, especially here in New Mexico and just, you know, regionally. I mean, a lot of us definitely, you know, our abuelitas remember Vicente Fernandez. And it was tough, man. Definitely, it was a tough year losing some of our icons in 2021.
Yeah. It's never easy.
It never is, man. It's tough. It's even tough talking about it now because, I mean, and I'll tell you, man, whenever we're, you know, every morning, you know, whenever you're going to do the big show and, you know, you get these and you don't want to report it. You don't want it to believe it's true. And, you know, I was telling you, you start to look at the TMZs. It's like, okay, someone's lying. Someone's not telling the truth. And then when you find out, it's just very unfortunate. So that was the celebrity deaths of 2021. All right. We're going to go ahead and move on to some of the other things for 2021. And 2021 definitely saw a shift in what I would say social media. A lot of us were using this one app more than any other app that I would say is on our phone right now. Let me ask you, do you have TikTok on your phone?
Yes, I do.
I can tell you, I know Martine's got one. Martine, now do we make videos? We try our best. It takes way too long to make a video, but boy, can we watch those videos on TikTok and lose 3 hours of sleep.
Yeah, I mean, I had TikTok. It came out before COVID. Yeah. I had it on my phone, and I deleted it. I was like, this is garbage. And then during COVID, I reinstalled it. I'm like, I can't get enough.
Yeah.
Watch it.
We did one video. I remember... It was 2019. We did one TikTok video trying to figure this out. Jackie and I could not figure it out for the life of us and said, whatever. Then, of course, everybody got on the TikTok trend. And now one of the hugest social media apps and one of the biggest influences when it comes to anything that is pop culture, anything that is gaming, anything that is, you name it, it is on TikTok. And just TikTok has had such a surge in 2021.
And it doesn't look like it's slowing down.
Oh, not at all. How many videos have you? Okay, this is a moment.
I can tell you.
So we're about to see. How often are you posting on TikTok?
Most of them, I have the account for the store. So
okay.
Most of them are related to.
Which, follow them, by the way. Go and follow. See, you can already hear his videos.
Yeah.
Go and follow them. What's the handle on TikTok?
Zia Comics.
Okay. So you can search for Zia Comics on TikTok. I have seen a couple of videos from Zia Comics.
6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30, 33, 36, about 50.
So how much of an expert would you say that you are?
I'm not. My videos are not the greatest.
Mine either. My last video, actually, I was trying to get recruited by the NBA and it didn't look good. It was probably not the best, but yeah,
the video ideas look good up here. But then when I try to put them into the phone, I'm like, oh, this is garbage. What am I thinking?
Oh my. Hey, we're trying. We're really trying when it comes to TikTok. Yeah. But follow us on TikTok if you get a chance, and have some fun. Yeah. So follow Zia Comics and Joey on the FM. If you guys would like to follow me, you can see how horrible of a slam dunk I tried to do. And it wasn't even,
I think I saw that.
Did you?
Where you came out of the side with the Nerf ball.
Yeah. If you can only see the outtakes from us trying to do this, there was way too many.
Did you get a call from NBA or?
No, I didn't even get NCAA? Man, I didn't even get a call from Mearshite. The Mearshite Recreation Center said, no, thank you.
Yeah, no, we're good.
We'll pass on that. A lot of us were using other apps, not just to entertain ourselves, but to feed ourselves as well. DoorDash and Uber Eats. Which one were you using the most in 2021?
I think we used mostly DoorDash, but that's before you couldn't go and sit down in a restaurant to eat. They had the outdoor stuff.
Yeah.
You still had to distance, social distance with those. So it made it really difficult. And you don't want to cook every day.
Yeah.
Because then you have to go to the grocery store. And that was another whole ordeal during COVID, having to come in, mask up, keep socially distanced.
Yeah.
DoorDash got a lot of my money
during COVID. You know, I'll say this. When it comes to DoorDash, any of these, when it comes to ordering, I'll tell my wife and have her order it because I know I'm going to mess up an order no matter what. I am the worst at ordering food. I'll tell you right now, I messed up dinner yesterday because I forgot something. That's how bad I am. So I just like, if she says, hey, do you want me to DoorDash something? Yeah, I'll tell her, she'll do it. In 2021, and I can confidently say this, my mother-in-law is a beast at ordering DoorDash, Uber Eats. She could get herself an Uber. She is more tech savvy at this stuff than I am. And I'm just like, wait, I need to start messing. And she's like, well, you just got a new cell phone. Why don't you learn how to use it? I'm like, wow, I'm getting burned by my mother-in-law right now.
I don't have
now.
That app.
I was like, what, is it free? How does that work?
Siri, call DoorDash.
Oh, man. But a lot of us were definitely turned into our phones when it came to feeding ourselves, entertaining ourselves, and you name it. I mean, our cell phones. Yeah, got them right here.
We got lost in the phones during COVID.
Man, I tell you.
What else are you going to do? You couldn't go to the movies. You couldn't go to the restaurant.
And I told you, whenever theater started opening back up, I was ready to go to a movie that you went to go see Fast and Furious. I was like, I missed that movie theater experience. And then I'm glad going, my next movie was Spider-Man, but it's just that need to want to go out, man, and just have some fun.
Just to be out, because as much as I love my TV and stuff at home, I want to go out every once in a while.
Yeah.
I had to with Spider-Man No Way Home because they didn't stream it.
Yeah. Oh. But it was well worth it, and it just was it felt good to be back in the theaters for a movie that has just broken records all over.
Yeah. They got the Marvel has the movie formula down, and this one, I was kind of worried because the last time they tried to bring a whole bunch of villains in together, it didn't do so well.
Yeah,
but everybody got their due screen time. It was all logical. It didn't feel like anybody was just jammed in there to be in the movie. No Way Home, they need to write down that blueprint because that works. It works very well.
Well, whatever they're doing, of course, it's keeping us entertained, and we're definitely excited for the next phase.
Yeah, there you go, DC. Batman, No Way Home.
There you go, Batman, find his way home.
There's only been 12 different Batmans, right?
Well, we're going to get ready to wrap it up here, but before we go, I do got to ask you, 2022, there's a lot of things that's going to be, coming out, whether it's TVs, movies, events that we're going to see hopefully take place in 2022. What are you excited for? As far as when it comes to a new year and just us kind of moving forward, what are you looking forward to?
I'm waiting for more of the movies. Like I want to see Morbius.
Yes. Yes.
That one looks really good. I'd like to see the new Top Gun movie. We got pushed.
Yeah.
Any of the new TV series like Boba Fett kind of started, but most of it's going to be in 2022.
Yeah.
And the Obi-Wan series that they're going to be putting out on Disney+.
I forgot that's coming. Okay.
That one is the one I'm waiting for. That trailer just sends shivers down my spine when you hear Maul yelling Kenobi. I want to see that so bad.
2022 has got a lot in store for us. And even here on the show, of course, every Thursday, we're checking in with you guys, getting you up to date on all things nerd, letting you know whether it's movies, TV, events that are going to be coming up. And of course, you know, I know one thing to look forward to in 2022, you know, El Paso Comic Con, that's going to be a big one. And hopefully, you know, if things turn around, you know, we'll see, you know, more, you know, events, you know, more, you know, Comic Cons pop up, you know, in the future.
Yeah. Well, with that Omicron variant, nobody knows. We're kind of, we don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I know. It definitely has us, you know, kind of wondering what's going to be the next step. But, you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, I'm planning on, you know, really going to, I want, you know, to go to a Comic-Con. And I told you, like, San Diego Comic-Con has just been one that has just been on my mind for a while. Because I want to go.
It's Mecca.
It's the main.
For nerds, that's your holy land.
But you know, like you said, you not just that one, but you know, getting, you know, to go to these other ones, you know, to the Albuquerque ones, to anything that's nearby. You know, I know there's, you know, huge conventions in Phoenix. There's you know, Tucson. So there's definitely a lot to look forward to, and hopefully we'll get a chance to experience those and see what comes out of 2022.
Well. If not, I'm going to be there. So we might have to do a split screen with you somewhere here in Cruces and me up there, because I'm going
to
be
he'll be there, and we'll see if I can get some time off to go as well. I hope bosses are watching right now and be like, "Wait, you're already asking for time off? Like, you've been on vacation."
Like, but you're gathering content for them.
See?
You're spreading the word of Hot 103.
Can you write that as
the
note?
The towel of Hot 103.
Can you write that as a doctor's note for me to turn in? And I just be like, hey, so I have a letter here that says I have to be excused from
work. I think
work.
I have zero pull with Ernesto. So I can write it. It's not going to mean much.
Trust me. We'll have to wait and see. Who knows? It may work. Maybe we can get them on a good day.
It would be a cool thing to do a live from one of the cons.
Oh man,
I can make that happen. One of them.
That's the dream. That's the dream. Of course, any last minute things, anything that we need to cover before we get out of here?
Not really. I don't know if we covered that. We're going to be spreading out into Alamogordo.
Okay.
We bought a building over there.
Nice.
Start work on it soon. So we're bringing pop culture over to the other side of the mountain.
Nice, nice.
So,
man, so you're gonna be keeping busy then, huh?
I always, yeah. I have to set my alarm so I know that it's Thursday, so we don't miss this.
Right. I'm just kind of like, okay, wait. Today it's Thursday. Okay, I gotta put it in the calendar. And remind me. I got this brand new phone. I gotta make sure I put it down as a reminder to
have your mother-in-law do it for you.
She's like, I'll get you an Uber to bring you over. Guys, this has been the 2021 recap of Zia Comics Weekly. We thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, every Thursday, 11 o'clock, you can catch us right here on the Hot 103 stream. Of course, we are working things out so we can be able to stream it live on Zia Comics as well. You can be able to catch the recaps all over. Remember, follow Zia Comics on all the socials at Zia Comics, right? Pretty much everything.
Pretty much everything.
Follow Zia Comics. Don't forget to follow Hot 103 as well as Hot 103's big show. And then remember, every Thursday, tune in right here, 11 o'clock for Zia Comics Weekly. Until then, have a good one.
Later, nerds.